Hello, everyone. Hope you've had a wonderful Christmas, a wonderful after the day of Christmas, wonderful Sunday, and today is Monday. It's time to get up, get back to work, open emails, mail, your inbox, and all that wonderful stuff. Well, we talked about destiny last week. Well, you know, I'm going to be honest, I didn't think I did a very good job with it because after studying it, I realized that destiny is fate. It's fate is something that you don't really have control of. So if we don't really have control of our destiny, then we have to trust God. And I started to think about what's inevitable, what happens in that space. And I know change is inevitable. You can't stop change. Change is something that is inevitable. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. So you can't stop change. One of the things that if once a baby is conceived, you can't stop the baby unless the baby is premature and the baby comes early, but the baby does come forth, and you can't stop death. And so I thought about destiny being a type of fate that you have no control over. I preached a sermon years ago, and I preached rocketing into destiny because it talks about a power behind the force of destiny. It's like, you know, you launch out into your destiny, and that force is behind it. But the ultimate place that it lands, you're not in control of at that time. Once you launch it out, there is no control. So I don't know if the saints of God is going to be using that word with the same understanding that I'm getting, because I do believe that life is a process. I believe that every day brings something different, and that's what changes you. Now, if you have something different, just let me know. I'm not saying that that shouldn't be preached or anything. Please don't take that from me. It's just that I have to get a better revelation to understand the purpose of us wanting to go to our destiny, because it's like it's almost the end of something. It's the end of where you're going. It's where you need to get to. And life is alive, and you continue to revolve and develop and keep developing, and then you go from glory to glory to glory until you leave this world. And so there's always purpose, though. So I like purpose a little bit more. So, you know, hopefully we did a good job. But anyway, we're going to go on, and we're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to talk about love this week. We're going to talk about love. If you have something in particular that you would like for me to talk about or discuss, by all means, inbox me at Shirley McCleary on my Facebook page. I tend to go into that one more often. So if there's something that you want me to discuss on the blog talk, by all means, call me up and let me know. But I really want to talk a little bit more about love. And the reason why I'm talking about love is because it seems as though we're in a shift. We're in transitioning. God is shifting us. I do believe this. I don't believe that we are doing this of ourselves. We are very unrest, and we can tell there is destruction in the land. There's wars. There's killings. There's earthquakes. There are hurricanes. There are tsunamis. There's fire. Bad storms. Hot winters. Christmas was very hot for us. Friday was very hot, even though it's the coolest time of the year. So things are not going as planned. And when things aren't going as planned, oftentimes we can find ourselves becoming very distracted. And not only distracted, but uncomfortable. We can find ourselves becoming very uncomfortable. And when we find ourselves very uncomfortable, we are in search for that taste of comfort. We are seeking a place of comfort. We're looking for that place of peace of mind. We're looking for that place where we can just find ourselves without being bombarded with so much distractions. And I want you to know that I do understand you. I want you to know that I'm in it with you. I'm in the fight with you. I'm in the crunches with you. When we find ourselves feeling uncomfortable. But I want to assure you that one of the things that I believe that sets all of us free is that when we hear the truth. When we hear the truth sets us free. You know, now that I know that we're in this crunch or we're in this transitioning, I'm okay with it. It's just finding my place in the time of transitioning. And that's what you want to do. Since when you accept the fact that I'm bombarded with so many unforeseen circumstances. But what works for me? Ask yourself, what works for me? Find out, find that answer and find yourself asking yourself, what works for me? And find yourself getting in that place that works for you at this time. Because there are distractions here. There is things of confusion. There is things that are going on, not so always confusion, but just interruptions of our lives. People are dying. People are being killed. People are sick. Just accidents and so many things, tragedies, until our federal government has asked some of the tragedies that's going on right now not to continue to put them on TV because it's stressing the people out. Now, why am I saying all of this? Because the saints of God, we have a hiding place in the Lord. We have a hiding place in God. We have a hiding place in the Lord. Says, blessed is the man that dwelt not in the camp of the ungodly. Oh, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, and in him will I trust. See, we have a refuge, saints of God. And I want to encourage you to find yourself under the shadows of the Almighty God. Find your place in that place of refuge in your God. Now, I say this because people are being distracted from the house of God rather than going to the house of God for refuge in the time of trouble. He will hide you. He will keep you. He will hold you. He will comfort you in the time of trouble. But I told some of my friends, my colleagues, I want to say, we were talking about it, and they were just discussing how so many of us are so disruptive until one of the places that we're not going, and that is to the house of God. We find ourselves going to our jobs, and we find ourselves wanting to hang out with friends, and we find ourselves wanting to be in some kind of social atmosphere. And that's all right to us. I find nothing wrong with it. But I am fully persuaded that the house of God is where we all need to be and take courage and take refuge in the house of God. Now, because as I, as a pastor myself, have been talking with other pastors, and the main thing everybody's saying that, you know, the church attendance is way down, way down, way down. And after talking about it and after seeing it for my own self, I said, Lord, what is this? What is this? And the Lord began to talk with me. I was very surprised at what he was saying. And he began to tell me, he said, my people who are called by my name, my people. He said, they're really not in love with me. I said, God, no, that can't be true. He said, yes, that's true. He said, I love them. And oftentimes, when we talk about love, Webster tells us about the sexual part of love. The Latin tells us about the agape love, the beneficiary kind of love, the charitable love, the benevolent love, is from being in the agape love. And Paul says, the law is to love. When you love the law, you love God. So there are three different definitions of love that comes from three different perspectives. And of course, we can talk about Hosea and the prostitute. You know, we can talk about Israel, the backsliding Israel. But we really want to focus on the love of God in such a crucial time. I do believe that words carry weight. And I believe that when Webster talked about love and being sexual and intimate, I believe we misdirected our love for God. Because there is no way we can sexually have that type of relationship with God. So you and I, this week, we're going to redefine what love looks like when it comes to loving God. What it should feel like. What love should act like. What love shall produce when two people love each other? When the spirit of man love the spirit of God, we're going to have to redefine our relationships with God. It is crucial at this time because of our emotions are being overthrown because we want somebody to love us in the common flesh. Oh, we're going to have some things to talk about this week. Because we need to talk about things. We need to have a good understanding. The Bible said all about get a good understanding. And we need a good understanding when it comes to love. So that we are not deceived. So that we are not dismayed. So that we are not troubled. But we have the love of God. We have the peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding, that should keep our hearts and minds stay on Him. We need to talk about love, saints of God. If there's ever a time, the church, the world, we need to, whatever we need to do, we need to talk about love. Because all love holds the key to the kingdom of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. For whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is Dr. McClary today talking to you about love this week. We're going to unravel this four-letter word, love. Call your friend, tell them, listen, hit Pastor McClary up on Blog Talk, Shirley McClary on Blog Talk, so that we can go down this journey together. Talking about love. Love is a healer. Love is a deliverer. Love is a comforter. Love is what I call a heavy load carrier. You know, He's a barrier. He will carry your load. Love will do it. Love, the song said, lifted me. When nothing else, oh my God, what helps? Love lifted me. And that's what we want to talk about. We need to talk about love, saints of God. We're going to talk about it. I sense the Holy Ghost is just telling me to talk about love so that we can find ourselves in the will of God. Because my testimony, my word to you today, this week, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Now listen, you have a blessed afternoon. Eat, drink well, be healthy. Love, because we're talking about love this week. Be of one mind and be encouraged. You be blessed, and we will talk to you on tomorrow. All this week, we're talking about love. Take care. You're on the journey. And this journey has a new beginning, and it starts today. So let's be prepared to walk through the week of love. Love, love, love. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.